Somebody who has a vineyard that consists of regular clusters and also consists of ololos. He was makdish the carom, he made the whole carom into hegdish. If the ololos are not yet recognizable, as you cannot tell which ones are regular clusters and which ones are ololos, since the grapes have not yet been fully grown, in such a case, the entire vineyard is hegdish, even the ololos. The ololos cannot be taken by the aniyim. Misha no dubo ololos, ha ololos la aniyim. But if the person is makdish his vineyard after the clusters that are ololos are recognizable, we can tell that they are ololos and they have reached the point of growth, that we can now tell which clusters are full and which ones are not. In such a case, even though he was makdish his karam, the aniyim have a right to take the ololos. As even though he was makdish the vineyard, he cannot be makdish the ololos, as the ololos do not belong to him, they belong to the aniyim. A person cannot be makdish something that doesn't belong to him. So the clusters of ololos in his vineyards are not hegdish at all, and the poor people can come and take those ololos from the vineyard. Rabbi Yossi, I marry Yitnu Schar Gidulov Lehegdish. Rabbi Yossi said, when the aniyim take the ololos from this vineyard that is hegdish, they must give the value of its growth to hegdish. But according to Rabbi Yossi, even though that in such a case that the owner of the vineyard was marked as the vineyard after the ololos were recognizable, that the aniyim have the right to take the ololos, but the value of the amount of the ololos grew after the vineyard had become hegdish, that amount must be given to hegdish by the aniyim. As the amount that the ololos grew on the field after it had become hegdish really belongs to hegdish, as that growth happened after the field was hegdish, and therefore the value of that amount has to be given to hegdish by the aniyim. While the Tanakhama holds, even though the ololos grew in a field that had become hegdish, some of the growth of the ololos was after the Baabais was makdish the vineyard. Since the ololos belonged to the aniyim even before it became hegdish, the aniyim owed nothing to hegdish, even though some of the growth of the ololos was after the field had become hegdish. Eze hishikha ba'aretz. When is it shikha with regard to an aretz? An aretz are vines of grapes that are stretched out over palms that are called a trellis. And the dinik, that if you're harvesting your grapes or any other fruit, and you forgot to harvest some of the grapes from the vine, and you moved on from that vine without realizing that there's still some grapes left on the vine, those grapes are considered shikha, must be left for the aniyim. Now let it go back and harvest those grapes. The Mishnah asks, when is it considered shikha? When you're harvesting an aris, kol she'ena yachol lishod is yado v'litla. Anytime you've moved on from that vine, and at the time you realize that there are still some grapes left in that vine, you no longer can stretch out your hand and take the grapes from that vine. As you pass on from that vine and you're far enough away from the vine that you can't reach the grapes in that vine anymore, at that point it's considered shikha. You now want to go back and harvest those grapes. You have to leave them for the aniyim. Uberaglios misha yavar himena. When it's considered shikha with regard to raglios. Raglios are grapevines that are not stretched out on palms, they're stretched out on the ground. So the Mishnah says it's considered shikha as soon as you pass by the vine. Even if at the point where you're standing now, you can touch the vine, once you've passed on from that vine, it is now shikha. If you forgot to harvest some of the grapes of that vine and you passed by the vine, even though you didn't pass far enough away, and from the point that you're standing, you can touch the vine, it would still be shikha. The reason being is that grapevines that are stretched out on the earth, each and every vine is considered a row in itself. And as soon as you pass by a row, and you forgot some of the grapes in that row, immediately it's shikha, even though you're right next to the row and you can reach out and touch the grapes in that vine. It's too late. The grapes in that vine are considered shikha and must be left for the aniyim. At what point is everybody allowed to collect the leket from other people's fields? The leket is a produce that falls from your hand while you're harvesting. That produce must be left for the aniyim. Now, only aniyim are allowed to collect the leket, not ashirim, people that are not aniyim. It is forbidden for them to collect the leket. But once the aniyim have completed their round and are no longer going into the field to collect the leket becomes hekter at that point, it would be permissible even for Ashirim, people that are wealthy, to go into other fields to collect the lekkit. And what is the point? The Danim are no longer doing their rounds, and it would be permissible for Ashirim to collect the lekkit. Mishayelchu hanemushos. After the nemushos have already gone into the field to collect the lekkit, at that point, the lekkit becomes hefker. The nemushos are this canim, the old Danim that walk on canes. They are the last of the Aniyim to go into the field to look for the lekkit. Once they have already gone into the field to look for the lekkit, there are no longer any Aniyim that are going to go into the field, and therefore the lekkit is now hefker. Some say the Nemushos are referring to the second wave of the Aniyim. As Aniyim come into the field to collect the lekkit in two waves, after the second wave of Aniyim have already gone into the field looking for the lekkit, at that point the Aniyim are no longer collecting the lekkit, and the lekkit becomes hefker, and even Ashir can go into the field to collect the lekkit. At what point do the parrot and olo become hefker, that the aniyim are no longer going to the field to collect them, and the ashirim now are allowed to collect the parrot and olo? Parrot are the grapes that fall from your hands while you're harvesting, is similar to lekkit. And olos are the clusters that do not have a katef or a nutef. It only has some scattered grapes on the clusters. These clusters must be left for the aniyim. So the mission said, once the aniyim have gone into the vineyard twice to look for the parrot and olos, at that point, any parrot and olos that is left in the vineyard becomes hefker, and even Ashirim would be allowed to collect them. Uvizesim mishatere revieshni. At what point does the shechan pair of the olives become hefker, that the aniyim are no longer coming to the field to collect the shechan pair of the olive trees? Now, when the mission talks about olive trees, it's not referring to lekkit, parrot, or olos, which doesn't apply to olive trees. It must be talking about shikha and peah. And shikha and peah also become hefker when the aniyim are no longer coming into the fields to collect them. Even though the Mishnah mentioned lekkit, parrot, and olos, and it didn't mention shikha and peah, the shikha and peah is included in the lekkit, parrot, and olos. It has the same din. And now the Mishnah mentioned olive trees, in which only shikha and peah apply. Lekkit, parrot, and olos do not apply to olive trees. And the Mishnah says, when the second rain of the season has fallen, at that point the aniyim are no longer coming into the orchard to collect the shikha and peah, and the fruit would become hefker. Even Ashirim could collect them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ralo Yeshein Amoskin as they say, Elacha Raviyah Shneir. Rabbi Yehuda said, how can the Tanakhama say that the shikha and peah, the olive trees, become hefker by the second rain? There are people that don't even harvest their olives until the second rain. At what point do the shikha and peah, the olive trees, become hefker according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there are so few olives left on the tree that when an ani goes looking for the shikha and peah, he can't even find enough olives that are worth 4 isros? 4 isros is the amount of olives that it would take to produce 4 meals, 2 meals for himself and 2 meals for his wife. If there are less olives than the value of 4 isros, it would no longer be worth the while the ani to collect the shikha and peah from the olive trees. So at that point, the olives become hefker, and anybody who wants can collect the shikha and peah of the olive trees.